We continue in this segment talking about the Battle of Armageddon, or the gathering for battle, as we learned in the last segment. Now, the verse is talking about Armageddon, the only verse in the Bible talking about Armageddon. This passage of four verses is an interlude in the seven last plagues. Now, the seals, the trumpets, and the plagues, there's six or seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven plagues are arranged uniquely. The first four seals are similar. Then the fifth and sixth are different. And then the seventh, after an interlude, the trumpets are arranged in the same way, and the plagues are arranged in the same way. Between plague six and plague seven, there is an interlude. Between the sixth seal and the seventh seal, there's an interlude. Those interludes are flashbacks to things that happen within the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth plague. In other words, when we have the seals and the sixth seal, which covers a fair amount of time in the last days, chapters 10 and 11 of Revelation, two entire chapters, are flashbacks to things that happen within the sixth seal. Now, earlier we mentioned that Jesus comes in the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth plague. And the events leading up to the coming of Christ are the interludes in these passages. So here we have the Battle of Armageddon as an interlude, something happening within the sixth plague leading up to the coming of Christ. And that's the Armageddon gathering for battle. We identified the dragon as the devil having impersonated Christ. He's here on planet Earth, and the whole world thinks that Christ has come and a millennium of peace has begun. The beast and the false prophet, exactly who are they? Well, we'll go into more detail at another segment, but let's just roughly identify these. The false prophet. In chapter 13 of Revelation, there are two beasts, one from the sea, one from the earth. Now, the earth beast, the second beast in Revelation 13, is said to have lamb-like horns, but speaks as a dragon. The lamb in the book of Revelation, of course, is referring to Christ, and the dragon is referring to the devil. How does the dragon speak? We find in Revelation, the 12th chapter, in verse 9, the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. So the dragon speaks deception. So the false prophet is that religious entity that is lamb-like or Christ-like, but speaks deception, which we referred to when we talked about fire coming down from heaven. That is the false prophet, religious entity that appears Christ-like but speaks deception. Well, then who is the beast? The beast is the beast that comes from the sea in Revelation 13. It's a composite beast. It's made up of all the empires and the nations, the puppet systems of Satan through the ages, and known as paganism in the past, and in modern times known more like secular humanism, which is modern day paganism. So you have these people groups, the beast and the false prophet, joining the dragon, the devil, to destroy those who are holding out. Now, who are holding out? Well, it's the people who say, this is not Christ, this is the devil. Don't be deceived. They're evangelizing the world. By the way, do you know that the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12 that when Satan impersonates Christ, the judgment isn't over. God allows this delusion to come so that he can sort out, so that he can judge who loves the truth or took pleasure in wickedness, according to 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12. So, here we have it. The world is united, led by Satan, appearing to be Christ, against those who are holding out, that appear to not love Christ and not receive his appearing. And God needs to turn the tables. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.